accrued from it. And what's $4,500 per square meter got to do with that sort of training? That's cheap in terms of education, but I doubt the figure.
Mr. Harrison says it takes a skilled carver 6 to 8 weeks to complete one panel, and there's still 4 months' work remaining on the marae. A decision by the Henderson High School Board of Governors to make school uniforms optional has been criticised in an official report. Former Education Department Senior Inspector Pat Foley had been appointed to look into the issue and its background after disagreement among parents of pupils over the change late last year. Mike Gowing reports.
Mr. Foley says the decision to make uniforms optional, though legal, was unwise because it went against a survey of parents which found that a majority wanted compulsory uniforms. Mr. Foley says any school which changes its policy needs time and must make its take its public with it. But he says it's too late for the clock to be turned back and uniforms made compulsory again. He says if by the trauma that has occurred, the community interest in the school is revived, the issue can be put to positive use. For 1ZB News, Mike Gowing.
Hundreds of local boaties are gearing up to make a huge splash on Auckland's Waitemata Harbour on Monday. The 147th Auckland Anniversary Regatta has already attracted 700 entries, and another 500 are expected by race day, making one of the biggest anniversary regattas in the world. Committee member John Bennett says boats of all sizes are taking part, ranging from dinghies and kayaks to Digby Taylor's Maxi Ocean Racer, Castaway Enterprise, which raced as NZI Enterprise in the last Whitbread Around the World race. Prizes this year total more than $30,000. Finally, Auckland Watersiders will stop work this morning to be brought up to date on their dispute with the Union Shipping Company. The union's placed a black ban on Union Shipping cargo, claiming the company's broken a manning agreement by pulling out of the Bledisloe Wharf terminal. The meeting begins at 7:30. Well, it's underway, obviously. It began at 7:30 this morning, but Union President Di Martin is not speculating about the ban being lifted. The dispute's already been referred to the Shipping Industry Tribunal. That's our news at 8:07. We'll look at sports news next with Barry Holland.
The ultimate lifestyle opportunity just 40 minutes drive north of Auckland City. Gulf Harbour, residential and marina development. A spectacular outlook over the Hauraki Gulf. A low-density residential development with the finest lifestyle opportunities. And an extraordinary marina development that is already almost totally pre-sold. Whatever your future plans, it'll pay you to look at Gulf Harbour. Drive up or sail up to the end of the Whangaparoa Peninsula. Representatives are on site 7 days. Gulf Harbour, the lifestyle opportunity of the next decade.
Hello.
Shh.
Pardon?
Sack Summer Sale.
What?
Sack Summer Sale. For people interested in big savings on clothes with style that are imported and exclusive. For men, famous name suits, shirts, shoes, casual wear.
And for women, imported fashion coordinates, Charles Jordan shoes, elegant business suits and accessories.
Save at Saks. Broadway, Newmarket, now, but
now in sport, and as you can imagine, the Australians are delighted with the New Zealand offer of limited assistance to help keep the America's Cup in Australasia. The director of the Kookaburra Syndicate, Ken Court, says the Kiwi offer of KZ7 as a trial horse is all they could have hoped for.
Historic, the connection between Australia and New Zealand is pretty strong. When the Anzacs get together and put up a fight, they usually win. And I think there's a degree of inevitability and historic support for the New Zealanders and the Australians getting together. I think that's what the people of Australia and New Zealand expect. I think it's the right thing to get the best Australasian effort and to make sure that the cup stays down under.
That's Kookaburra boss Ken Court. Meanwhile, the New Zealand America's Cup Syndicate is under fire from Stars and Stripes after deciding to allow the Kookaburra team to use KZ7. The Americans say the Kiwis have gone back on an agreement they made with the other syndicates to be part of the United Challenge.
Oh.
Yes, but Michael Fay says the New Zealanders aren't doing anything that Stars and Stripes hasn't done already.
Equally, we believe it would be outside the sporting spirit of this event for an unsuccessful challenger to transfer technology, which would not be permitted under the deed of gift, or information and knowledge of our fellow challengers gained during the course of this regatta to the Australian defender. I would like to think that our record of sportsmanship at this regatta is equal to anyone.
Hear, hear. Fay admits it was a very difficult decision to make. There's another statement. And our yachting news in association with Metropolitan Life. Wellington's waterfront motor racing circuit has been given the all clear for this weekend's Nissan Mobile 5000. But FISA's Safety Commission wants more guardrails on parts of the circuit to assist spectator safety before the World Touring Car Racing in October. It's been confirmed that 43 cars will start this weekend, which means the three slowest entries in practice will not get a start. And motor racing news in association with Firestone Tyre.
David Long, are you going to be in that lot?
No, I think he's away on holiday for that one. Maybe just misses that one, I'm afraid.
He'd probably be pedalling around Rarotonga.
Yes, that's right.
Have you ever done that?
No. Have you done that?
Yes, Jill and I pedalled around Rarotonga once.
I see.
It was wonderful, except for the ridges in the road. Now, they've had this terrible cyclone up there, and I must admit that they're going to have to rebuild the road. And if you could please manage to smooth it out at the same time, we'd all be happy.
I'm sure they'll try. And another overnight sports
mind news. You, I've just been thinking about that, Barry. I imagine Barry and David Longy cycling around the road would probably smooth it out a bit. Sorry. On you go.
It is your last morning. The Monte Carlo Motor Rally has been won by Italian Massimo Biasione after his Lancia teammate Juha Kankkonen was ordered to stop 500 metres from the finish when in the lead. Ari Vatanen has won the gruelling Paris to Dakar rally. England have beaten Australia by 3 wickets in the latest World Series match. Alan Lamb hit 18 runs of the final over to become the hero of the night in Sydney. The Auckland cricket selectors will hold a round table conference with their Shell Trophy squad tonight. That'll be interesting, before naming their team for tomorrow's match against Northern Districts. And the Clay Duff Pairs Bowls Tournament and the Vic Guth Softball Tournament both start in Auckland today, while the New Zealand youth soccer team meet Fiji this afternoon to keep their hopes alive in the Oceania tournament. Barry Holland, 1ZB Sport.
It's the great LD Nathan's up to a third off sale. Yes, up to a third off summer clothes at LD Nathan's. That's up to a third off men's, women's, boys, girls and little ones' clothes. Unbelievable prices. Up to a third off clothes at the great LD Nathan's summer clothing clearance sale. Prices you won't believe. Up to a third off at LD Nathan's. Sale starts January 19.
All right, now the time is 12 minutes after 8. Better check with Radio Mobiles, I do believe. Peter Orr and John Chapman out there on the roads and in the air. Good morning, fellas. What's happening, Peter?
Merv, I'm up on the Northwestern Motorway now. Traffic's heading up the Northwestern Motorway. Just prior to get to Pātiki Road, they're down to one lane. There are cones out there with roadworks and action down here. And coming in from the Northwestern Motorway, we have a huge backlog. It's right up to Lincoln Road now, and it's very, very slow right down to Waterview. Once past Waterview, it starts to speed up a little, but it's actually a stop-start concertina action until you get to there, though, so please do watch that following distance. There's a car broken down on the side of the road there, which is not helping the situation very much either. Traffic on the Northern Motorway is still up to Tristram Avenue, but flowing well over the bridge, and the top half of the Southern Motorway is still carrying very, very heavy traffic in both directions, but no problems. Peter Orr, Airborne and ZB1.
And if you're coming through the eastern area, Pakaranga and Mount Wellington, a problem-free journey this morning. The traffic down the south end of the Southern Motorway around the Papatoetoe area, it's pretty slow northbound as you approach and go through the interchange, but once you get a little north of the interchange, things start to free up again and you've got no other problems ahead of you. For Alan Clark Toyota, John Chapman, ZB2.
Summer wind, summer surf, summer sun can dry your skin and rob you of your tan. Vaseline Intensive Care preserves natural skin moisture, turning long summer days into summer-long tans. Vaseline Intensive Care lets tanned skin keep its smooth, soft look. Don't let summer get away with your tan. Save it with Vaseline Intensive Care.
Vaseline Intensive Care, save your tan. You can save your skin and save your tan.
The moment we've all been waiting for. Bob Leahy with the weather.
Yes, and a wind warning applies to all areas, Merv. So we forecast for Monaco and Waitemata Harbours, the Gulf and Bremerhead to Cape Colville, northwesterly winds 20 knots, turning west to southwesterly 25, gusting up to 35 about mid-morning. Visibility 40 kilometres, reducing to 3, and frequent showers expected today. Isolated thunderstorms, seas moderate, becoming rough, and the outlook, this is summer, and the outlook is for west to southwesterly winds 25 knots and showers. Next high tides for you on the Waitemata this afternoon at 2:12, and on the Monaco at 3 minutes. minutes past 5 this afternoon. Sunset today will be 8:39. Forecasting then for Auckland City and the region, moderate northerly winds turning to fresh gusty westerlies around about mid-morning, changeable and tending cooler with showery periods and isolated thunderstorms. And the outlook for Saturday, fresh southwesterly winds and some further showers expected as we head for a high today of 23 degrees. Currently in the city downtown, it is 15 degrees.
15 degrees, no more, no less.
The final hour. Smith. Panic. Be breakfast show.
Yeah, the usual problem. I'm in terrible trouble this morning, mainly because I've forgotten what I'm supposed to be doing. But I can tell you the cash call total, that'd be kind thing, $234.30. Bob, we've also heard from the Outpost of Empire and from the Auckland Scurf Life Saving Association, and they tell us it's raining today at 23 degrees. Oh, really? And wind 15 to 20 knots from a northwesterly direction. On the west coast, the high tide 16:43. Bob, what high tide have you got there for Onehunga, by the way?
5:03, jotted down here.
Yeah, something wrong somewhere.
Have I got it wrong?
I'm not sure, really.
Let's take a quick look.
SAFE report is insisting at 16:43, and I think it might be right, too.
Oh, he's probably talking about Murawai or somewhere.
Yeah, he is. Okay, let's say that's what the high tide is. It's not exactly what I've been broadcasting earlier on this morning, so I'm rather certain it's probably right, 16:43 out on the west coast. Okay, best time for swimming between 12 and 1700 hours. Surf conditions on the west coast, 2.5 metres, rather. Rough and broken and a lot of white water. On the east coast, high tide 14:12. Best time for swimming between 11 and 17. Surf conditions, 2 metre swell, easing later on today. Now, the best beach for swimming expected to be Orewa, and the best beach for surfing is expected to be Mangawhai Heads. The regional lifeguards, the Westpac rescue chopper and the Europa rescue craft will be on patrol at all beaches today. Now, in a nutshell, conditions on the west coast are certainly not good, but some excellent waves on northern beaches. And on northern beaches of the east coast, that's to say, not the west coast, but the east coast, and very good swimming in sheltered bays and coves. So if you've been a cove who's sheltered all his life, there's good swimming around you. The following beaches have surf life-saving reports, surf diving patrols, rather, Murawai, Bethels, North Piha and Piha, Karikari, Karioitahi at Waiuku, Sunset Beach and Raglan, east coast, Ruakaka, Waipu Cove, Mangawhai Heads, Orewa, Red Beach, and I don't think Mairangi Bay has a surf patrol on today. Surf lifeguards, though, are on patrol for your safety. Please help them. Swim in the patrolled areas. And the most important thing of all, I reckon, is always wear the proper swimming apparel when swimming, if indeed you have to wear anything. Do not swim in jeans. Only daft Kiwis swim in jeans. Right, thickos. Now, we've got cancellations coming up in just a moment, Simon. Bring a bag of check, send them in a gym. Drag them up a shred,
drive them over Rovers. Bring those hippies back where they belong. Now's the time to recycle those empty bottles for extra cash and space. Bring those hippies back where they belong to your nearest ABC depot or bottle store. Your ABC Bottle Collection Depot.
Auckland, city of restaurants. What is the magical ingredient that makes a restaurant shine out? At the new Chenoir, it's a unique blend of nouveau French cuisine and the talent of master chef Takashi Nakamura, 1985 New Zealand Chef of the Year. Every dish a work of art. For dinner or business lunch, phone the restaurant Chenoir, 389-136. Chenoir, corner Albert and Victoria Street. French cuisine at its very best.
Delicious. It's going to be good. Martin Simmons out at Howick, 16 degrees. I'm going to have a crack at the Chenoirs today and tell you what it's like. Not for a month or so, I'm not. Martin Simmons at Howick, 16 degrees, showery with a slight breeze out there. Gordon Ross, 16 degrees out at Manukau City, overcast with the light northerlies. And dug out at Waikamiti, mate, it's 18 degrees, wet and greasy roads. Wet it is. The roads are greasy, light traffic, a bit of wind out there as well. So look, folks, if you are out on the roads, for heaven's sake, think about the braking distances. The roads are greasy, and you're just going to have to watch your step. We've had people, idiots, spinning out, not thinking what they're doing on the roads, people hitting guard barriers at the top of Hobson Street earlier on today, and so forth. So please be careful, think your braking distance, and always remember that you're the only good driver on the road, and everybody else is an idiot, and you are simply going to have to watch out for every other idiot on the road. And if you think about that, that's defensive driving. That's the only way to get through it. You can sort of be defensive offensive by thinking of everybody else as idiots, and you're going to have to give them plenty of warning because they're too thick to be aware of what you're going to do because they can't mind read. And also you have to remember that they're so thick that they're not going to give you decent indications of what they're going to do, so you have to be wary of them from that point of view as well. Make good sense? Well, I sure hope it does. Warkworth Women's Bowling Club, no play today. North Devonport Bowling Club, your tournament's cancelled. Auckland Lawn Tennis, BP Nationals, 14s and 12s. All players are to report to Windmill Road Courts at 7.45. Devonport Bowling Club, the Twilight Tournament is cancelled. Waimakua Women's Bowling Club, Twilight Tournament and Barbecue is cancelled. And Papatoetoe RSA Bowling Club, your Twilight Bowls are cancelled. It's 19 and a half minutes after 8. Can I say good morning to Martin and Gordon? And Doug, and also Nick over there at Takapuna Rentals as well, who's probably just about to ring me. I just haven't got to him as yet. For all the help and the outposts of Empire, it's always nice to know how things are in a city like the size of Auckland, which is one of the largest cities in the entire world. It seems hard to believe we're not even a million, but we're kind of spread out. And the end result is that you know, conditions changed markedly from one part of Auckland to another. We're all Aucklanders together, but it's amazing how many different conditions we suffer or enjoy or experience at any one time, and that's why it's a good idea to check around Waikamete Motors and Gordon Ross at Manukau City and Martin Simmons out at Howick Air Conditioning Shop, but also to Nick over at Takapuna Rentals. It changes everywhere, as you've heard. Right, the time, 20 and a half minutes after 8, Auckland 1ZB. We'll go to our radio mobiles in just a moment.
Summer flash, summer dash, the Winkley's got it all with a super summer splash. Be a Winkley winner with New Zealand Woman's Winkley. You could be a winner in the Winkley Summer Splash.
Are you a Summer Splash Winkley winner? Find out in this week's issue.
Lots of fun and features, and we show it pretty neatly. It's a happy prize with the Winkley Summer Splash.
Dolly Parton, megastar and country singer, talks to Claire Parker.
Gotta get my Winkley, New Zealand Woman's Winkley. Gotta get my Winkley with a super summer splash.
Downtown Cash Friday.
Today, the Downtown Shopping Centre is giving away cash. Every few minutes between the hours of 11 and 3, someone in this store will be handing out cash. You could be one of the lucky ones to receive it simply by being there. You don't have to do a thing. No forms to fill out, no questions to answer. Just accept the cash with a smile. Cash Friday, downtown today. A handful of cash just for visiting the Queen City shopping mecca, downtown.
And orange, chicken liver, pheasant and port. These are just some of the great pates of the world that chefs...
Jeff, if you had a brain cell, it wouldn't be able to multiply. It's great rates, man, great rates. If you fly Qantas to Adelaide, you can stay in a two-bedroom apartment, perfect for a family of four, for just 64 Australian dollars per night. Qantas, great rates, for Pete's sake. And anyway, it's pate.
What is it?
Give me a
strength. I know. Don't forget, folks, 1ZB is proud to present the Dolly Parton Trio and Kenny Rogers together in concert Sunday the 1st of March at Mount Smart Stadium. 22 minutes after 8. Radio mobile time, here they go, Pete and John.
Well, move the traffic on the northwestern, on the northern motorway now is back to the Westlake Girls High School. It's flowing fairly well. There's still heavy traffic on the northwestern motorway. Currently, our aircraft just out over the top now of the Pakuranga Highway, and we've still got moderately heavy traffic going in there. Move, as this is the last chance I'm going to say to work with you, I'd like to say thanks for the last 2 years. It's been a real pleasure. I wish you all the best in the future. Au revoir. Peter Orr, Airborne, and ZB1.
Oh, merci, Pete, and the same to you, mate. Thank you. Your turn, Jono. Come on. Wake up. Here's your cue.
No, I'm not giving you any...
Come in, John Chapman.
Don't worry about
that. No, folks, he's leaving today as well as the old chappers. That's right. Aren't you?
No, you got it wrong again.
Oh, well, you're leaving sometime.
Well, sometime, yeah, but I thought I'd let you go first.
Yeah, just to see what... Test
the
water.
First and the best will follow.
See what it's like out there. Okay. Use up the old ones first. Miserable sod. Yeah, enough again.
Right, looking at the South Motorway, still slow down there around the Papatoetoe area. Coming northbound, we've had a stoppage, fortunately not for too long, but the centre lane around about the Mountain Road overbridge, just north of the Newmarket Viaduct area, but the three cars were involved there. Might have been a very minor nose to tail and has caused a backlog of sorts, so just patience will be required as you go through there. It's very heavy on the top half, north from the Ellerslie Green Lane area, but no other major accidents report, one or two around, but not in areas that will cause great problems to peak hour traffic. For Alan Clark Toyota, John Chapman, ZB2.
Now let's take a look at this morning's news headlines.
Save it.
In a moment, now. Right. Two Colombians will appear in the Auckland District Court today, charged with importing 2.2 kilos of cocaine into New Zealand. A decision by the Henderson High School Board of Governors to make school uniforms optional has been criticised in an official report, and the Employers' Federation isn't surprised by the rising level of unemployment.
Looking at our sports coverage today, Vic Youth softball gets underway this morning. We'll cover that for you. Also in bowls, the McLeay Duff pairs out there at Manurewa. This morning, they'll have the big guns there too. New Zealand playing Fiji in the Youth Oceania Tournament qualifying rounds at Mount Smart. That's 3 o'clock this afternoon. They must win that one. We'll keep you up with that. Also, results from the Taranaki races and the Bay of Plenty trots tonight. And we'll build up to the two big races in Wellington this weekend as well. All with the good sports at Auckland 1ZB.
And now here's Barry Helder to tell you how much is in Cash Call. What?
Yes.
Yes? How much is in Cash Call?
Don't know how much is
well,
in Cash
Call. Well, you're going to have to find out as a couple of weeks away, won't you?
A heck of a lot easier with a bit of paper there in front of me.
Oh, I knew there was something you were lacking. You never get on in this business without a piece of paper, son.
That's for sure.
$234.30, it is, as a matter of fact. Barry, you got that written down?
I just got that in.
$234.30, 25 past 8, Auckland, 1ZB.
Finity's Restaurant, the ideal place for Sunday brunch. The 120-year-old premises has been restored to its original glamour. Having chosen something delicious from the extensive menu, you can dine inside in luxury or relax in the summer sunshine in the outdoor conservatory. Finity's are open from 11:30 till 2 with live entertainment and a complimentary wine before your meal. Try their exciting cocktails. Finity's Restaurant, open for brunch on Sundays in Queens Road, Panmure. Phone them 571126.
See, if you're not buying from Kirk Motors' new LED LMVD, you're probably paying too many bickies.
You can count on Kirk's people.
Oh! 874-819, opposite Linmore. He did that very well and quickly as well. 26 minutes after 8 on 1ZB. Actually, this boy's a fool. He missed the first part of the act. I really should tell you what he was supposed to say in that. It was all about big bickies and things. What happens is that Kirk Motors Newlyn have got Mirage GLX saloons from under $21,000. You really will save big bickies out there at the moment. And Kirk Motors Newlyn have got GLX hatchbacks. They're from under $22,000. Yeah, that's right. And these are brand new. These aren't, you know, they've only got a couple of thousand on them. No, no, these are brand new, fresh out of Todd Motors cars. Sigma SEs, the absolute top-of-the-line luxurious Sigmas. The SEs from under 38,000. These are brand new motor cars. Mitsubishis from Kirk Motors LMVD New Lynn, and also the L200 Utes from 23,180. All these superb Mitsubishi cars at Kirk Motors New Lynn LMVD. And may I say to Kirk Motors, to Mike and Conrad and all the folks out there, Mad Leahy's brother Pete, the only one who's had a reasonable career. And all the other folks out there, thanks for all the help over the years. I've really enjoyed working with you. I truly, sincerely have. They're a lovely firm to deal with. And if you get half the pleasure and satisfaction from dealing with Kirk Motors as I have out there at New Lynn, you'll do pretty darn well. They're a very fine firm indeed. My thanks again. Let's look at 27 minutes after 8 on Auckland 1ZB.
Mm-hmm.
listen to the music. It says here the Dobby Brothers. I think they mean the Doobie Brothers, but you don't have to be able to spell to be in radio. You do have to be able to smell. 8.30. 8.30, and I do. It's 15 degrees, 8 or 9 knots from a northwesterly direction. Here's Bob Lee.
Two Colombians will appear in the Auckland District Court today, charged with importing 2.2 kilos of cocaine into New Zealand and what's thought to be the largest amount of the drug seized here. Acting Drug Squad Head, Detective Senior Sergeant Mike Crawford, says the 33-year-old Colombian woman and 27-year-old man could be part of an international drug smuggling operation, but the cocaine, worth more than $2 million, could have been destined for another country.
The female has never been here before. She speaks no English at all. The male can understand and speak a little bit of English. He has actually been living in Sydney, Australia for a number of years, and we understand he has been to New Zealand on a previous occasion. The woman had, to our knowledge, had no relatives or friends in this country, so there was probably no reason for her to have come here. So bearing that in mind, it is possible that the drug may have been intended for distribution somewhere else.
Detectives and customs officers placed the woman under surveillance on Wednesday when she arrived on a flight from Argentina because they considered she could be carrying drugs in a false bottom of her suitcase. A decision by the Henderson High School Board of Governors to make school uniforms optional has been criticised in an official report. Former Education Department Senior Inspector Pat Foley had been appointed to look into the issue and its background after disagreement among parents of pupils over the change late last year. Mr. Foley says the decision to make uniforms optional, though legal, was unwise because it went against a survey of parents which found that a majority wanted compulsory uniforms. Mr. Foley says any school which changes its policy needs time and must take its public with it, but he says it's too late for the clock to be turned back and uniforms made compulsory again. The Employers' Federation isn't surprised by the rising level of unemployment. Latest figures show 78,000 people were registered as looking for work in December. Employers' Federation Director General Jim Rowe says there's a simple explanation.
I think the main factor behind them is, of course, the delayed reflection of the excessive wage round of last year, that is 1985-86, when in the private sector rates hit at something like 20-odd percent, and in the public sector, of course, they hit over 30%.
Mr. Rose says unemployment should fall following the moderate settlements in the current wage round. Opposition MP Winston Peters hopes to interview another party involved in the Māori Affairs loan proposal today before returning to New Zealand with evidence which he says supports his call for an independent inquiry into the affair. Mr. Peters has gone to Hawaii at his own expense because he says the government has failed to adequately investigate the affair. Mr. Peters says he won't be giving his information to the State Services Commission, which has also been looking into the details of the proposal.
No, look, I'm not interested in participating in a whitewash, and the State Services Commission was in a marvellous position to avail themselves of all the evidence, and they did not. And I'm not participating in a second whitewash with no guarantee of the truth being made available to the public at the end of it.
The State Services Commission completed a report on the matter before Christmas, but Mr. Peter says the Commission failed to interview key people and left important relevant documents out of its inquiry. The Meteorological Service says the rain experienced in many parts of the country over the last week has done little to relieve drought conditions. Assistant Director John Maunder says despite an extensive trough of low pressure which has crossed the country, bringing quite heavy rain to some parts of the country, not much of it is soaking into the ground because of the level of evaporation at this time of the year.
So you get sort of 20 millimetres of rain, everybody thinks the drought's over. Well, it's not really over because very strong winds and the normal evapotranspiration that takes place, or the loss of moisture from the soil, this all goes in a sort of 1 or 2 or 3 days, and we're back to where we were.
John Maunder. That's our news. It's 26 to 9. Now to sport, here's Barry.
Well, the Anzac spirit is alive and well in Fremantle. For the overnight news, the New Zealanders decide with Australia in the defence of the America's Cup. Syndicate boss Michael Fay says KZ7 will act as a trial horse for the Kookaburra boats, but the Aussies won't be getting any technical help or information about the performance of Stars and Stripes. Naturally, the New Zealand decision has gone down like a lead keel with the Yanks, with their syndicate head, Malin Bernan, saying we've betrayed the spirit of the America's Cup by not backing the challengers. The Auckland cricket selectors are to have a special meeting tonight with their Shell Trophy squad before naming their team for tomorrow's match against Northern Districts. Across the Tasman, a magnificent final over blitz by Alan Lamb carried England to an amazing win over Australia in the latest World Series match. Lamb hit 18 runs off the final over, bowled by Bruce Reid, to take England past Australia's 233 for 8. Hanna Mandlikova will play Martina Navratilova in the women's singles final at the Australian Tennis Open. Both had straight set wins in the semis. Meanwhile, Terry Phelps, ranked 22nd in the world, is the top seed for the Nutramedics tournament, which starts next week at Stanley Street. Finally, Italy's Massimo Biasion has won the Monte Carlo Motor Rally in controversial circumstances after his Lancia teammate Juha Kankkonen, who was a clear leader in the rally, was ordered to stop short of the finish line by Lancia team bosses. Interesting, isn't it? That's our sports for the moment. Merv, I would like on behalf of the sports room here to take this opportunity to wish you all the best in the future, mate. That's very, very sincere from all the sports guys. Alan McLaughlin, we've got Alan Richards with his Rocky Patterson and Tony Johnson and Bill Francis and Ian Woodley. Wish
I'll
you all
add
the best.
To that too.
And thanks for the...
I think he's in the middle of a television interview.
I thought he might be doing something crazy at the moment and hearing none of all this, but I'll say it anyway. All the best to you, matey, from the sports room. Barry Holland, 1ZB Sport.
With a fantastic summer clearance of fashions and casual wear. One third off all girls' skirts. Half price for girls' knitwear. FTC Farmers offer at least one third off ladies' top fashion coordinates and fashion frocks, including Ostie. Half price fashion blouses and exclusive knitwear for ladies. Up to 50% off top brand jumpers and exclusive blouses. The greatest ever summer clearance. Only at FTC Farmers.
Hear ye, hear ye. It's now on, the famous Palmer's Garden Centre's annual houseplant sale.
A happy new year celebration of selected top quality houseplants at never to be repeated prices.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Yes, a whooping 30% off selected houseplants. Plus, big coupon bonus buys.
Bonus coupons as well? Palmer's must be mad.
Of course they're mad. Mad, mad prices on all stock advertised. See Saturday's Herald for full details.
Palmer's Houseplant Sale. If you miss it, you're really missing some great buys.
Right now, let's take a look at that forecast for Auckland. We can expect moderate northerly winds, turning to fresh, gusty westerlies about the middle of the morning, changeable and tending cooler with showery periods and isolated thunderstorms. And the outlook for Saturday, fresh southwesterly winds and some further showers to be expected. Heading for a high today of 23 degrees, definitely is a little bit cooler out there this morning, currently 16 degrees. And we'll check traffic for you next on 1ZB.
We can see the kangaroos, the giraffe, the cockatoos in the zoo, 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 zoo. We can see the hippopotamus, orangutan and seals in the zoo, zoo, zoo. There's a lizard, there's a lion, there's a panda really crying at the zoo. Zoo, 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 zoo. Yeah, let's go to the zoo. Let's go to the zoo. Let's go to the zoo. Let's go to the zoo.
See the new orangutan park and the unique red pandas today.
Save at Dick Smith Electronics' giant warehouse sale on the corner of Khyber Pass and Park Roads Newmarket today. Every single product, computers, telephone answering machines, electronic kits at wholesale prices. You could save over $800 on a CAT computer pack. It was $1,800, now just $995. 180-minute VHS videos with a 10-per-customer limit, only $7.95. Only today and only at Dick Smith Electronics Warehouse in Newmarket.
Right, it's now 21 and a half minutes to nine in Auckland, 1ZB. And let's check with the radio mobiles in a moment's time. But first, it's Clive Hookham at the MOT. Last call, Clive. Over to you, my son.
Hey, good day, Merv. Yes, good morning, everyone. Well, yeah, the last time, Merv.
Yep.
Well, on a serious note to start with, we've got the North Motorway traffic on the Harbour Bridge. Not too bad this morning. The tail is back to about Oniwa Road, but flowing pretty well. Once we get onto the bridge itself, it's not too bad. No hold-ups there. We have got one accident out at Three Kings, Warren Avenue. That's near the Ranfurly Veterans Home. They've got a car into a pole. So just take care if you are in that area. Now, Merv, whilst we're here...
Yes, yes.
We understand it's about 25 years or something, isn't it?
Was that...
about 25 years?
Yeah, not continually. I have a sleep every day. Yeah. I know what you mean, yeah.
Well, this morning we got on Barry Capper and Kevin Parker in here with me.
Yeah.
We actually got a tape recorder going. We sang a little song. Now is the hour. We just played it back a minute ago.
Pretty
and
bad,
it sounded
it?
So bad,
yeah,
that we didn't put it on because we got you on the way before you finished.
Give it away. Go on, have a go at it.
We can't play it to you, Merv.
Is it as bad as that?
And I just wondered if you've got a spare trip going with McHerry going overseas
Scotland
later on, isn't he?
Yes, he's off on Haggis Charter Airlines or something.
Haggis Charter Airlines.
That's what they'll feed him. Yeah, off to a trip for Scotland. That's right.
Very
yeah.
good, Merv. Well, look, on a more serious note... it's been certainly been a very great pleasure working with you on these traffic broadcasts in the mornings when we've been on. And we're all going to miss your humorous comments, your very quick wit, Merv. And on behalf of all the radio operators and supervisors in the operations room of the Ministry of Transport, we'd just like to wish you all the very, very best for your new venture.
Thank you very much indeed, Clive. I really appreciate it. And thanks to all the boys and girls over there. They've done a wonderful job. And I think one of the most important things is, apart from the good information you've been giving us, it shows that there are human beings out there working for us in every department. You know, usually when you're picked up by a traffic cop, Clive, you think, traffic policeman, you know.
there's that damn cop waiting up there to catch me, you know.
I think we're all human, as you say, Murphy.
Well, this is what I hope that one of the things we've achieved, Clive, and God bless and good luck with it.
Thank you very much.
I'm on your side.
All the best to you. All the best in the new setup there.
Okay, thanks very much.
God bless.
Cheers, Clive.
Sure.
And Michael Parker at the Auckland City Council. G'day, Michael. Back to you, my son.
Good morning once again, Murph. Only one accident report this morning. That's the intersection of Great South Road and Kalmia Street. Should be on an off-strong location, should not be causing any hold-ups at all.
Mm.
Intersection of Lower Albert Street and Key Street, the traffic lights are out, and we have a pointsman on duty, so there shouldn't be any hold-ups. The officer should be controlling traffic quite well down there. And from the operators and staff of the Auckland City Traffic Department, we'd like to wish you all the best, and thank you very much for your service.
No, it's a pleasure, and next time I'll tell you one thing. I made a terrible blue with the Auckland City Council years ago, Michael. I let my traffic licence expire, and I think I drove around for about a year and a half or more before somebody caught me at something, so I hope not to do it again. And they were all very kind to me when they made me take my tests and everything like that, I'd have to admit. Would you believe I let it expire as long as that?
All the girls from the Auckland City Council would like to know whether McCary is coming back at some stage.
I would suppose so, but it's all in the lap of the gods or the kilt, as the case may be, Michael. I really can't say that at the moment, but I'd like to see him again. I must admit that. He's a lot of fun, and I enjoy it very much.
Certainly.
Okay, Michael, to you and everybody else up there, all the mob I've dealt with over the years, and particularly my old mate Colin Austin, thank you very much for everything and all your help, and the comments that I made to the Ministry of Transport applies to everybody at the City Council, and also the Mount Albert boys as well. Thanks to you too.
Okay, Bert.
God bless, mate.
Bye-bye.
Thanks again. 8:17 and a half minutes to nine, and here's Chappers. Over to you, Chappers.
Hi there, Merv.
Hello, mate.
Well, we can tell you that traffic flows on all the motorways this morning have been fairly heavy in density, although they're moving reasonably well. As you've heard from the authorities, there are no undue hold-ups to report, and I must also add the fact that traffic officers really are human, and this weird job that I've done over the last 6 years or so, you do get to know a lot of what goes on, apart from the fact that they attend accidents and they write out tickets. And even the attending some of the accidents is not a very nice job, cleaning up the mess and the wreckage, but also the breakdowns, when people break down and the trouble they go to, and I don't just mean to get the AA out, but to phone up friends or family or people that can come out and help these people who are broken down. There's a very human side to a traffic officer's job, and I think it is quite true that the public need to remember that. And I must be honest, I am also leaving. I don't know whether you got the bug from me or I got the bug from you, but one way or another it seemed to happen. And can I just say what a pleasure it's been for me to work with you over the past, I can't remember how many years it is. But I'd just like to wish you every success, because someone who's worked as hard as you have over the past 25 years or so certainly deserves
it. It's all a scam, John. It's all a scam. I just try and look like a good guy. You know better than that.
Well, scam or not, you've done very well. And I'd just like to add my good thoughts that they go with you for success in your new venture.
Thank you very much indeed,
John. And I'm sure that Alan Clark Toyota, the sponsor of the traffic service, would join me in that.
Well, that's kind. Thanks again. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
God
just play us a good country song, will you?
A good country song? I've got one here lined up for you, boy. Okay.
Good.
Okay, John. 16 minutes to nine. Yeah, John Chapman in our program department has done a great deal of work with the programs and with the traffic report, as you probably know, and he and I have known each other for many a long year, and he's also been deeply involved with the 1ZB 1080 Club. John's leaving soon to start a career of his own, and in fact, I think he actually finishes up early next week, but we're having a farewell together this evening here for the staff at 1ZB. So, thanks, John, for all your help, mate. A good country song. My boy, it will be coming right now, except we have to fit the damn commercial. Oh, no, I'm sorry. We have to, but first, a message from your sponsor.
There's a great deal waiting here for you.
It's a good sponsor.
And this great deal is all about schoolwear and Warnock's free bag offer. You can
get a roll bag worth $16.95 with every order of $150 that includes schoolwear. Or a backpack worth $22.95 with a $200 order including schoolwear. And to make back to school easy, ask about Warnock's Every Person's Credit Plan. Warnock spends boys where it's gone. That is a great deal, Warnock's.
Save at Dick Smith Electronics' giant warehouse sale on the corner of Khyber Pass and Park Roads Newmarket today. Every single product, computers, telephone answering machines, electronic kits at wholesale prices. You could save over $800 on a CAT computer pack. It was $1,800, now just $995. 180-minute VHS videos with a 10-per-customer limit, only $7.95. Only today and only at Dick Smith Electronics Warehouse in Newmarket.
Dad, want to play hopscotch?
No, not now, I'm busy.
Game of cards, then.
I'm busy.
Dad, bet you can't survive Laser Strike.
Laser Strike?
The new space game.
Is it safe?
Even safe enough for you, Dad.
Laser Strike. It gives a whole new meaning to the expression family fun. Adults $5, children $4. The Laser Strike Space Arena is at Veronica Court, Veronica Street, New Lynn, along from Kentucky Fried. Laser Strike zaps the generation gap. Turn up or find book on 877-486.
Alrighty, we got 40 minutes to 9 on ZB, and we got Papa Toy Toy RSA Bowling Club. The Twilight Bowls is cancelled. Waimalku Women's Bowling Club, Twilight Bowls and the Barbecue is cancelled. Devonport Bowling Club, the Twilight Tournament is cancelled. Auckland Lawn Tennis, BP National, 14s and 12s. All players to report to Windmill Road Courts at 7:45 a.m. You should have been there by now. Why are you still listening to the wireless? North Devonport Bowling Club, your tournament is cancelled. And the Warkworth Women's Bowling Club, no play today. Whoopee! Last in the flat. Oh, there's one more. Papatoetoe RSA Bowling Club. Twilight Bowls are cancelled. The last of the cancellations. That's the other thing along with the first cash call. It's 13 minutes to 9.
Don't miss Patrick Lally Shoes' Super Summer Sale with 50% reductions on the latest summer styles in the latest summer colours. Shoes for the whole family. Women's shoes from $20. Men's shoes from $35. None of the shoes in the sale are priced over $55. Your big chance to buy the shoes you've always wanted in the style you've always wanted at a price you could only dream about. Patrick Lally Shoes Super Summer Sale. Patrick Lally Shoes, opposite Farmer's Car Park in Birkenhead. The sale's on now.
It's the great LD Nathan's up to a third off sale. Yes, up to a third off summer clothes at LD Nathan's. That's up to a third off men's, women's, boys, girls and little ones' clothes. Unbelievable prices. Up to a third off clothes at the great LD Nathan's summer clothing clearance sale. Prices you won't believe. Up to a third off at LD Nathan's. Sale starts January 19.
And the time is 12 minutes to 9. Bob, you got some headlines for us.
Indeed, I have. Two Colombians will appear in an Auckland court today charged with importing a huge amount of cocaine. There's evidence that a Labour Department official was threatened if he didn't approve a work scheme contract. And an era in New Zealand broadcasting ends this morning.
What?
Some would say an era in New Zealand broadcasting ends this morning with the most final breakfast show on 1ZB. But yes. I've got to say, it's been an absolute pleasure working with you, and thank my you. Very, very best wishes go with you.
Thank you very much. Did somebody write that down for you? Thank you very much for reading what I wrote. Yes, it's good. God bless you, Bob. Thanks, mate. It's been a pleasure. Maybe sometime soon, eh? All right. Oh, there are lots of things to do, lots of things to tell you about. I saw something here which I thought was very, very amusing. It's reported from London that the British government is spending £500 million on the country's first spy satellite. Details of the claim, which is at the heart of a banned episode in the BBC television series The Secret Society, were disclosed in the latest edition of The New Statesman. The article, written by journalist Duncan Campbell, who also wrote and prepared the television programme, says the existence and cost of the satellite, codenamed Project Zircon, had remained totally secret from Parliament until now. Can you imagine the press conference?
Yes, well, you don't want to talk about it.
I see. Well, who does it spy on?
Well, as I say,
let me answer that, if I may. It will be used by the government to seek out the enemies of our great nation, wherever in the world they may be. The defense of this country and the confounding of those who would bring her down are the most vital and necessary tasks. certainly. It's been kept secret from Parliament, but the secrecy has been quite beneficial to allow our security forces to put zircon up and atom and working for us and therefore for all mankind. And on behalf of the MI5, I should know. Ah, and your name is? Kim Philby.
Why do I have to choose and see everybody lose? They walk around and sing the blues. Well, darling, I refuse. Love is hard to find. Love of any kind. And love like yours and mine creates its own design. So why do I have to choose and see everybody lose? They walk around and sing the blues. Well, darling, I refuse. When I think of her, then I think of you. The love is not the same, but either love is true. Why do I have to choose? See everybody lose. Around and sing the blues. Well, darling, I refuse.
I have to choose Willie Nelson. Well, sometimes you just have to, folks. That's for you, John, and it's for me too. Good country music. 7 minutes to nine in Auckland, 1ZB, and a very good morning to me old mate Roger Hanley. Roger's the Rug Doctor Band. G'day, Rog. Here's the last one from me for you. Well, now, don't forget, folks, if you want a rug doctor, the thing to do, it's not a man who comes in and, you know, puts a stethoscope all over your carpet. If that's the sort of thing you like. The Rug Doctor, of course, is a famous machine that you can get at any Woolies or Foodtown store. There's a big display up the front of the store. And if you want to use a Rug Doctor, this is easy. This is the thing that's seeming mad at dirt, and it's a darn good machine. It's a beauty, and it's easy to use. So easy, when you first look at it, you say, ooh. But in fact, once you read the instructions, you'll find it's very simple. Everything's logically set out, and hundreds upon trillions of people, Roger told me, have used the Rug Doctor, and they're all absolutely enthused of it. So there you are. Certainly, my wife's actually used one. She said it was very easy to use, and it gave a very good thing. And the most important thing about the Rug, you know, good job, made a fine job of it. The most important thing about you using the Rug Doctor yourself, hiring it yourself, apart from the high quality of the job it'll do on your carpets, boy, oh boy, the price is so competitive. There ain't no way anybody is going to go remotely close to the price of carpet cleaning it yourself with a Rug Doctor, and you'll do as good a job as anybody else. Book the equipment in advance if you will, but see the checkout supervisor in the store at any Foodtown or Woolly store, and don't forget Old Merv told you to try the Rug Doctor. It's safe, it's easy to use, and it does a quality job. The Rug Doctor! It's 5.5 minutes to nine on Auckland 1ZB.
Make and Save, the exciting new way to shop for New Zealand's cheapest food prices in large, bright air-conditioned stores with wide aisles for customer comfort and ample car parking. At Pack and Save, you'll find all your groceries and full delicatessen needs, plus top-quality meat, fruit and vegetables with bread and cakes from our in-store bakery. Full one-stop shopping. At Pack and Save, you'll find the latest electronic scanning checkouts, plus a fully detailed till tape for you to check. Pack and Save, Alderman Drive, Henderson, and Monaco Road, Royal Oak.
Pack and Pedal's biggest sale of the year, their 7th birthday sale, is in full swing. Each day, the first 7 items are half price. Bikes, including triathlons and BMXs, are 12.5% less. 15% off large sunshine leisure and great outdoor family tents. 30% off camping gas cookers and lanterns. Have your cake and eat it too with their huge savings. Tomorrow, the first 7 barbecues, cookers and lanterns are going for half price at Pack and Pedal, Anzac Street, Takapuna.
Water, water everywhere. Each drop I chlorinate. A Stroud Poolkeeper, that's my name. And germs I terminate. I don't cost much to run. You see, I don't need electricity. So to Pointer's Pool Shop, you should scurry. Forget your pool, because that's my worry. A Stroud Poolkeeper, come on and see. At Pointer's Pool Shop, that's where I'll be.
Poolkeeper, the automatic chlorinator. Just set and forget. Phone Pointer's Pool Shop on 766-6610. Pointer's Pool Shop, 20 Newton Road.
If you've ever had poor backup service spoil a good car deal, you'll appreciate even more the meaning of Lion Pride. New or used, Lion Ford insist on the very highest of pre-sales and after-sales service. Nearly all their used cars come with a free 12-month warranty. Lion Pride, it won't let you down. Lion Ford, MVDI, in the Wairau Car Zone.
3.5 minutes to nine in Auckland, 1ZB.
12 minutes past ten. A discarded bottle focused the sun's rays onto a dried fern and a 2-centimetre flame flickered. 23 minutes after ten, the blaze is the size of a small barbecue fire and it catches the lower limbs of a pine tree. At 10:47, half a hectare of forest is on fire. The Forest Service is already too late. By noon, thousands upon thousands of birds have died. 10 hectares of forest are blazing. Be careful this summer, because we lose a lot when we lose a forest.
Right, door.
A tip from the Post Office Savings Bank about managing your money with automatic banking. You get the ball rolling by putting your pay straight in the bank using direct credit. We'll make deposits to savings accounts automatically, pay your regular bills for you, and access and fast cash machines put cash in your pocket when you need it. And we can transfer your funds to other bank accounts easily. And you're always in control. So, give yourself a break. Bank automatically with the Post Office Savings Bank.
And this great deal is all about schoolwear and Warnock's free bag offer. You get a roll bag worth $16.95 with every order of $150 that includes schoolwear. Or a backpack worth $22.95 with a $200 order including schoolwear. And to make back to school easy, ask about Warnock's Every Person's Credit Plan. Warnock's Men's Boys Wear Store. That is a great deal, Warnock's.
Well, making a last phone call for a cash call out to One Tree Hill. Good morning, Amy Tree Hill. How are you this morning? Are we going to get a winner for $234 and a few cents? I can't wait forever. There's so much to do before 9 o'clock. It's like another cash call bites the dust. No, I don't think so. The kitty. Last cash call for Merv. We'll give it to Nick, see what he can do with it.
Oh,
done. That's all. We all got to walk in our times, folks. From Linda Ronstadt, from all of us on the Early Bird Show, to all my friends and colleagues for 30 years on 1ZB. Good morning. God bless. Have a nice day.
Radio New Zealand News on the hour at 9.